This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 4th, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Well, believe it or not, we are finally going to do the candidate and committee viewer demonstration. And thank you for your patience. We had to hold this over from the last meeting, and we're getting this a little later than we anticipated today, but thank you. We want to thank Paul Clark, Wei Liu, Jeff Chumley, the Information Division, and the RAD Division, and Public Disclosure for all of your hard work on this. We've already launched the portal a few weeks ago, but we've received a lot of very positive feedback already. So thank you very much. And at this time, we'll move to the audience so we can take a look.
Briefly, this demo is going to be very short, maybe 10 minutes. We have a 2-minute introduction of video that was done by Alex Notman. And then Jeff is going to go through the demo and show you some of the neat features that we now have that we didn't have before. And please feel free to ask questions as we go through this process. And any suggestions you may have for the next version would be helpful.
The Federal Election Commission has released a new interactive search engine called the Candidate Committee Viewer. The Candidate Committee Viewer is the agency's next phase in development of its larger campaign finance disclosure portal. The portal combines new and existing disclosure systems to make a fast and intuitive one-stop shop for campaign finance data. The viewer follows the same approach by creating informative, data-driven profiles of searchable candidates, committees, and other regulated entities. In the past, one might have to spend hours scrolling through files, printing out reports, paging through records, highlighting transactions, and adding up thousands of numbers to come up with the same information supplied in seconds by the viewer. It blends the best elements of several older display systems and fuses them into a quicker, more flexible, and powerful tool. This system gives the user choices among various queries, including reports and statements image search, electronic filing search, candidate and committee summary search, committee search, and candidate search. Rather than utilizing several different systems, you often will be able to obtain much of the information you need from a single query. The viewer is also very versatile, allowing users to access the data in sortable columns. It doesn't just give the user large numbers, but also allows options to drill down to specific transactions. The viewer also puts each committee's large numbers into perspective, with graphics that can lay out the big picture of receipts and disbursements in a quick glance. Finally, the viewer allows users to download complete sets of data in a spreadsheet format for further filtering, queries, and examination. For these reasons and many more, it's plain to see how the FEC's viewer and campaign finance disclosure portal open new doors for the public to access campaign finance data.
Okay, that was pretty quick. I'd like to focus on just a few of the things in the viewer that are improvements on older systems. Like the video mentioned, it replaces the report image system, the e-filing search system, the candidate and committee summary, and candidate search and committee search. So you can, with this, often in the past, you'd have to do two or three searches in the different systems to get what you were looking for. Here you can do it with a single search. On top of that, almost every aspect of this is sortable and exportable. So if you come up with a list and you're looking for something in the list, you can sort it in different ways. And if you want to dump it into Excel, it's just one click to do that. Okay. Now, as far as the first part is the search screen. Now, everybody these days uses search screens, and there's really no mystery here. If I hit the more search options, you'll see all of the search options. There are three things, however, I'd like to point out. You can search for the name of a candidate and the name of a committee, including, unlike the old systems where you had to get the name exactly right, you could, for instance, I believe Adam Smith. Yeah, Adam Smith. There are four. There's Adam Smith, the candidate, and several committees with Adam Smith in the name. And that was by searching for Adam Smith. If I search for Smith, comma Adam, I get the same set. In the old system, you had to search Smith, comma Adam to get what you were looking for. So it's a smarter search system. The same box, if you happen to have, for instance, a committee ID, and I just grabbed this one, you can also search by committee ID. And because a committee ID is unique, instead of taking you to a list, it takes you straight to the results for that committee. But I'm not ready to go there yet, so let's go back to the search box. You can also search in the same box with image numbers. If you want to look at a specific image of a report, a page of a report, and you paste or type it in there, it'll take you straight to that page of the report. Now, down here, the committee type, we've expanded this a lot. We've put a lot of other things on it. For instance, now you don't have to know that independent expenditure-only committees are super PACs. You can see the word super PACs here, and you can choose that and do a quick search and get all 895 super PACs here. And as I mentioned before, it's sortable. By default, it shows the most recent ones first. This is 2012. And then alphabetical within that group. But if I just wanted to do it by name, maybe reverse by name, yeah, there's zombies for, I can't read it, zombies for tomorrow, right, of tomorrow, okay, for instance. I don't know anything about zombies of tomorrow, but you can find them. Also, down here at the bottom, these are things that were mostly from the electronic filing search, including a date range search, and I'll come back to that as the last search that I do. But I want to use, as I usually do just because I'm used to it, American Medical Association as an example. It's a it's not an independent expenditure committee. Let's do that. It doesn't keep you from making mistakes. okay, American Medical Association, the very first one here. The first thing it takes you to is a two-year summary. The two-year summary, it's very similar to the two-year summary for candidates in the House and Senate map or the presidential map. It has links, however, to all different types of activity instead of just some types of activity. For instance, operating expenditures, and you can click through and see the list of operating expenditures for American Medical Association. It's running. It's normally fast. Alec, do you have anything to add here?
Maybe they just did a file.
I don't know. Give it another few seconds here. You can see up here that it's actually doing something. It's not just sitting there. There we go. Okay. Here are the operating expenditures for the 2012 two-year period for American Medical Association. And again, you can sort them, for instance, by city. They're all in Omaha. Mm-hmm. okay, maybe this wasn't a great example, but amount you can sort by, okay? And you can also click on one of these little links to export either into Excel or to some other formats that are more computer friendly. It has also the little graphics here. These are a little bit more interesting when you're looking at campaign committees because they typically have more different sources of income and different ways they spend their money. But the second tab, report summaries, lists all the reports from the same two-year period. And the periods go back to the 94 cycle if the committee goes back. It'll go as far back as the committee goes, back to 1994. And if you want to look at a particular, like the 2011 year-end report for this committee, it's much like the two-year summary, except the transactions that you will get are just for that particular report. This is from the 2011 year-end report. And the third tab probably has, well, it has some of my favorite things on it. It is a combination of the imaging system and the electronic filing search. If you are familiar, you'll notice that everything over to about here, the PDF link, is straight out of the imaging system. And if you click on one of these, you get the same thing you would get in the old imaging system. And I think we're having some kind of general slowness here. However, added to that are the last two columns, view HTML and download, that are straight from the e-filing search system. So if it is an electronic filing, you can also see it in this familiar format, or you can download it. And again, you can open it in Excel or in whatever editor you want to look at it in. Okay, now the date range search that I mentioned before, I'm going to use this to look at just today. We're going to do a search. And this, unlike the imaging system, the old imaging system, which only showed you things that had gone through the previous night's processing, electronic filings that have come in since last night's process.
Jeff, I think I know what the issue is. We're connected to the wireless router right now.
Oh, okay.
So that's not as fast as...
That is true.
That's my excuse.
Okay. Are you going to stick with it? All right. Okay. These are all committees that have filed something since last night's process. And I'm not reading them very well, but I'll just choose the first one because it doesn't matter. We'll go over here to their list of filings. And you'll see, instead of starting with the 2012 cycle, there's a new box at the top that has most recent electronic filings, and it'll display anything that they filed since last night. And so you can see the... That little error message is specific to my machine. I don't know what it is. And this, you know, you don't have to go do a separate search into the e-filing system to see this. It's all right here. Okay, one more thing that I should do probably is to use a candidate. Anybody got any favorite? Okay, I'm going to use Steny Hoyer because he's my congressman. Steny Hoyer. Now, if you're looking at a candidate, now, this particular candidate only has one committee, and that committee is listed right here. If he had more committees, they'd be listed here as well, and the summary figures here would be a total for all of his committees. As it is, there's only one committee. And to get, of course, two Hoyer for Congress, you just click on that, and instead of candidate information here, it's committee information, including treasurer name and address and that kind of thing. So all the information is here. And again, this is a better example of the graphics. There's more categories of receipts. The other thing that we've added recently is the, let's see, the RSS feed for electronic filings. For this, you can subscribe to electronic filings so that it comes to you and tells you when they come in. So especially for reporters who are covering, you know, Omaha, they can subscribe to the candidates in their area, and it's really easy for them. They know when they file, it comes to their computers, and they can just click through and see the filings. And really, Alec, unless you can think of something else, that's the quick view. I mean, we've had pretty good feedback so far. We have had some feedback to add a few things, and we're working on those. Questions? Requests? Good. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. That was excellent. Thanks for all your hard work. Do you have any management or administrative matters to discuss?
Madam Chair, I do not.
Okay, hearing none, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.